In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习使徒所传的道。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the gospel preached by the apostles.
主耶稣开始出来传道了，他就拣选十二个使徒。
When Jesus Christ came out to preach, he selected 12 apostles.
说来跟从我。
To tell them, come and follow me.
过了三年多。
After 3 years,
主耶稣要升天以前
prior to his ascension,
就说去传福音。
Jesus told them, go and go preach.
这个来跟去啊，中间一共有三年。
So come and go, this duration is about 3 years.
所以这十二个门徒三年跟着主耶稣在学习怎么来传扬神的国。
So these 12 apostles followed Lord Jesus Christ for 3 years to learn how to preach the gospel.
那我们就从使徒教会或者使徒行传来看看到底这些门徒在传什么。
So therefore, from the book of Acts, we'd like to examine what is the gospel these apostles, why are they preaching?
那首先在帖撒罗尼迦前书把使徒所传的道做一个结论。
First of all, in the First Thessalonians, there is a summary of their gospel.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 2.
第二章的十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
二章十三节
2 verse 13
为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不是以为是人的道，乃是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主之人的心中。
For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God which you heard from us, you welcome it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which is also effectively works in you who believe.
保罗是使徒行传里面神所用的一个很重要的工人。
And Paul was a worker God used, an important worker God used in the book of Acts.
他把福音传到外邦人的世界。
So he preached the gospel to the world of the Gentiles.
这里他为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感谢神。
Here he thanks God on behalf of the Thessalonians members.
那在他的感谢里面，他三次重复一句话。
So in this thanksgiving, he repeated a phrase 3 times.
神的道。
The word of God.
我们所传的是神的道。
When we preached is the word of God.
那你们领受了，你们就知道这不是人的道，这是神的道。
In which you have received, this is word of God, but not the word of man.
那这道实在是神的。
And this word of God is God's.
所以如果我们要做一个结论，使徒去传什么？
So if we want to make a summary what the apostles preached.
使徒去传神的道。
The apostles, they preached the word of God.
所以这样分起来人世间有很多不同的道理。
So we can see that in this world, there are many different kinds of word.
所以有时候我们看到世界上的人聚集在一起大家都是头头是道。
And because everyone, we gather together, and every one of us, we have our own words.
但是这些道大概就分作两类。
And so, but our words can be categorized into 2 areas.
一个就是神的道。
One is the word of God.
一个是人的道。
The other is the word of man.
那人的道跟神的道到底差多少呢？
So what is the difference between the word of God and the word of man?
人的道跟神的道就是人跟神的差别了。
And so the difference between that is the difference between man and God.
那人跟神差多少？
So what's the difference between man and God?
以赛亚书里面说，神非常伟大。
不过 Isaiah tells us God is great.
我们好像海中的一滴水。
We are just as of a drop of water in the vast ocean.
我们又好像是微尘。
We're as a dust.
我们有没有看到微尘？
Can we see dust?
没有。
We can't see.
有没有微尘？
But does dust exist?
有。
Yes.
为什么你看不见？
Why can we not see it?
因为太小了。
Because it's too small.
所以创造宇宙的神太伟大了。
So the God that made the universe is so great.
那他所造的人太渺小了。
And the man that he made is indeed very small.
因此一个渺小的人，他可以发明一套道理。
So a tiny small man can come up with some sort of philosophy or thoughts.
但是他发明的道理就跟他一样是有限的。
But the words or these train of thoughts that they develop is just like them, it's limited.
那神的道就是神站在他的立场对世界的一个认识，对世界的了解。
And the word of God is God standing from his perspective, telling the world his perspective.
而且对世界的旨意。
And also about his will for this world.
把它讲出来，这个就是神的道。
That is described as words, and this is the word of God.
所以现在你如果到图书馆去看书哦，很多的书啊，如果你没有加一个 PhD， 没有人会看的。
So if we go to a library, there are many books, but if the author does not have the title PhD, no one would go and read it.
要花很多的时间去读书，而且有一个印证的学位，这样就表示你是权威。
So spend a lot of time studying, and then you earn your degree, then you have this authority.
但是当初使徒在传道。
But when the apostles they were preaching,
里面至少有四个是渔夫。
At least four among them were fishermen.
渔夫，他懂什么
？What does fishermen? What do they know?
以人的道来讲，他不懂。
From the perspective of word of man, they don't know anything.
但是他可以传神的道。
But they can preach the word of God.
这个就是神的道跟人的道差别的地方。
So this is the difference between the word of God and the word of man.
那为什么这个十二个使徒也有渔夫，然后也有税吏，也有政治家他可以去传福音
？And so in the apostles, there were fishermen, there were tax collectors, and even politicians. And so why are these people able to preach?
因为圣经说神会把他的道理启示给我们。
Because Bible tells us God will reveal His words to us.
我们在这个世界上，如果书要读好，第一个当然要下功夫。
In this world, if we want to have a degree, of course we have to put in our effort.
第二个，头脑要很聪明。
And secondly, we have to be smart.
所以我小的时候读书不认真，到现在都不必戴眼镜。
So when I was younger, I didn't study very hard. Therefore, I don't have to wear glasses.
所以我们在世界上头脑聪明下功夫，没有差不多没有一个功课你可以不会懂。
So if we put in our effort in study, then there's something we can understand.
所以如果你看到一个人读很好的学位，在世界上学问渊博，这是值得我们佩服的。
So if we see a person with a high degree and also a vast amount of knowledge, of course we admire that type of people.
因为他很聪明，而且他很认真。
Because he was, he is smart, and he also put in his efforts.
但是神的道是用启示的。
But the word of God is revealed.
圣经里面讲这个圣经拿给不认识的说我不认识，我看不懂。
And Bible says that if we were to give this to someone who don't know the word, they will say that I don't understand it.
那拿给认识人来讲。
And to those people who knows,
这个是封住的。
And this is actually this book is sealed.
什么叫封住的
？What is sealed?
每一个字我都懂。
We can understand and read every word.
每一句话我都懂。
And also understand every sentence.
但是里面写什么我真的不懂。
But the content and what is written, I don't understand.
如果头脑聪明又肯读就可以懂的话，今天很多人头脑聪明一定很虔诚坐在这里。
And if one is smart and also can understand it, and I believe that today there will be so many people sitting here.
但是这个书 是封住的。
However, this book is sealed.
哦，神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is life, it is spirit.
哦，所以它是被神的灵封住的。
So it is sealed by the spirit of God.
哦，因此一个人要了解神的道，需要有神的灵来开启，他才能够了解。
So for a person to understand the word of God,requires the Spirit of God to reveal it to him.
哦，所以如果我们带慕道者来，不要想说哦，他这个教育水准很高，今天晚上一听他一定懂。
So if we were to bring a friend, do not think that if he is highly educated, he will understand it.
要他迫切为他祷告。
And if we were to pray for him,
因为如果没有神开他的心，他听不懂。
Because if God did not open his heart, he would not understand.
好，我们看哥林多前书。
Turn to First Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？这样除了神的灵也没有人知道神的事。十二节。
12.
我们所领受不是世界上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。这里讲我们领受从神来的灵，就是圣灵。
Here it says that we receive the Spirit that is from God. This is the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵会开我们的心，了解神的事。
And Holy Spirit will open our hearts to know the things of God.
所以我们在教会里面常常遇到一些慕道朋友，听不懂。
And so there are many true seeking friends that come, but they don't understand.
那听不懂有一个现象，叫做问题很多。
And so there is a phenomenon that is that will be expressed that is they have many questions.
你跟他花很多时间解释，好像懂，下一次来又不懂，又问相同的问题。
And so they ask so many questions, and then it seems that we answer them all. But next time, they will come back and ask the same questions.
他也不是不想懂。
It's not that they don't want to understand it.
他很认真啊，而且做笔记啊。
They are very studious. They will even take notes.
那为什么听不懂？
So why can they not understand?
因为这个神的话是灵，是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit, is life.
我就跟他讲，好好，你现在要暂时求圣灵比较重要。
So then we would ask them that, okay, it is more important for you to pray for the Holy Spirit.
过了一阵子，这个慕道者怎么现在都不问问题了？
After a period of time, that true seeking friend will no longer ask any questions.
我就问他，某某先生，你最近为什么没有问题？
So we ask a certain minister that why don't you have any more questions?
我祷告好像有得圣灵呢。
And he said that I prayed, and it seems that I have the Holy Spirit.
那以后我去教会听道理，就一听就觉得本来就是这样啊，本来就是这样啊，没有问题了。
I go to church, I hear the sermons, I feel that this is the way it ought to be. I have no more questions.
所以这个神的道一个奥秘就是，只要你被圣灵充满，神开我们的心，你就听得懂。
So the mystery of the word of God is that once we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then we can understand God's words.
如果没有圣灵开你的心，你头脑再聪明，学问再大，就是听不懂。
And if without the Holy Spirit to open the hearts, then does not matter how smart a person is, they will not understand.
所以我们回来看哥林多前书第一章。
So come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章二十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 23.
我们却传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。二十四节。
24.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。二十五节。
25.
因为神的愚拙比人智慧，神的软弱比人强壮。这个地方讲，保罗在传基督的道理。
Here.Paul is preaching Christ the crucified.
那当时的希腊人，这个希腊人特别是雅典哥林多一带的人，哲学思想很发达，头脑很聪明。
And so the Greeks in the Corinth area, now they are very advanced in philosophy, so they are quite smart.
所以保罗曾经到雅典雅略巴谷去证道。
So one time, Paul went to Athens to preach.
哦，那大家就讲个新的道理给我们听吧。
And so people tell him that tell us something new.
哦，那保罗就去讲主耶稣钉十字架的道理。
So Paul told them about that how Jesus was crucified on the cross.
哦，但是那些人听一听啊，也觉得这个算不了什么。
But those people hear about it and they feel nothing.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为他没有办法听得懂嘛，没有办法听得懂，珍珠就变成粪土。
They cannot understand it, so therefore the pearl seems as rubbish to them.
如果没有办法听得懂，黄金就变成铁。
And they don't understand it, so if it is, even if it's gold, they treat it as just iron.
所以世人没有办法用自己的智慧来了解神的道。
So the people in this world cannot use its own wisdom to understand the words of God.
那神就用人认为愚拙的道理来拯救人。
So God will use what's seemingly foolish to them to save others.
这个就是神的智慧啊。
This is the wisdom of God.
所以我们今天如果道理听得懂哦，我们不能夸。哎，你听不懂哦，一听就懂。
So today, even if we can understand the gospel, we cannot boast about it that you don't understand it.
为什么？这是神开我们的心，我们才听得懂。
We have to know that this is because God opened up our hearts. That's why we understand.
那如果神的道我们听得懂
，So the words of God, if we can understand it,
神开我们的心啊。
Because God opened our hearts,
我们就发现哦，神的道里面的宝贝啊。是你在世界上的哲学潮流思想里面找不到的。
Then we can discover the treasure inside the Word of God that is beyond all of the philosophies and thoughts in this world.
如果世界上哪一个人能够发明一趟道理跟圣经一样，圣经就不宝贵了。
If there is a person in this world can invent some thinking that is just like the Bible, then the Bible is not precious.
那圣经的宝贵就是因为有一些道理你世界上找不到。
The preciousness of the Bible is that there are teachings and truth within it that you cannot find anywhere else.
那这个道理从哪里来？
So where does this truth and word come from?
从木匠的儿子耶稣来的。
Came from this son of a carpenter, Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么能够讲这么多道理呢？
So how can Lord Jesus expound so much teachings?
他说，我的父在我里面做他自己的事情啊。
Jesus said that my Father within me is doing his work.
他是一个人，他有父，他的父就是天上的神。
Even though he is a man, but he has a father, the father is a God in heaven.
所以他在讲道是神在里面做神的事情啊。
And so when he is preaching, it is God working in him.
所以为什么一个木匠的儿子能够讲出神的道来，让一般人听不懂，圣灵开导又听得懂？
And so how can the son of a carpenter say something that people don't understand, but only when God reveals it to them?
好，那如果我们真的了解神的道，
If we truly can understand the word of God,
我们再回头过来看世界上的这些哲理，保罗说这个叫做世上的小学。
And if we return and look at the philosophies in this world, Paul said that these are just very elementary.
是小学啊。
It's very elementary.
那不是说这个不重要。
It's not to say that it's not important.
我们在这个世界上存活需要有知识。
To survive in this world, we require some knowledge.
那这些知识在某一个程度就能够帮助我们来在这个世界上能够存活。
And the knowledge we have can help us survive and support our life in this world.
但是很多世界上知识没有办法解决的问题，就要回到神的道才有答案。
But there are many problems that the worldly knowledge cannot resolve. We have to return to the Bible to find the answer.
所以不要觉得我们受了教育，我们就高过一切。
So do not think that once we are educated, we are higher than everything else.
我们受了世上的学问很好，但是有一本书我们看不懂，就是圣经。
We have been educated in the worldly knowledge that is good.But there's a book we don't understand that is the Bible.
如果我们看得懂，我们会变成很虔诚在拜神的人。
If we can understand the Bible, then we'll be a very devout person worshiping God.
好，那我们看神的道有什么不同？
And so, what is the difference in the Word of God?
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
啊，使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
从十九节开始。
From verse 19.
使徒行传十五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 19.
但主的使者夜间开监门，领他们出来。二十节
20.
哦，说你去站在殿里，把这个生命的道讲解给百姓听。哦，二十一节
21.
使徒听见这个话，天亮的时候，就进入殿里去教训人。这个地方。在讲彼得被下到监牢里面。
And so this is the incident that Apostle Paul, Peter was cast into prison.
到晚上神差遣他的使者把监牢门都打开来。
But at night, God sent angel to open the doors.
而且带他出去监牢。
And also brought them out.
而且告诉他。
And then told him.
你要把生命的道讲给百姓听。
That go and speak to the people all the words of life.
生命的道。
The words of this life.
你看现在这个疫情很严重。
And we see that pandemic is quite severe.
如果有一个人他能够发明这个疫情只要吃一颗药下去就好了。这个人一定发大财。
If a person could invent a pill, someone just to swallow it and everything would be cured, this person would be very rich.
因为没有比生命更宝贵的。
Because there's not one thing that's more precious than life.
那你损失生命，你留这么多钱要做什么？
If we lost our life, what is the point to have all these money?
所以如果我病得很，就快要断气了，一颗药吃下去，我就会好，我所有的钱都可以拿出来。
And if I'm almost dying, and I just have to swallow one pill, and I'll be all good, of course, that person will be willing to give up all his wealth.
但是到现在好像还没有这样的药。
However, even till today, there's no such medicine.
但是当初使徒传的道理是什么？
But what is the gospel preached by the apostles?
就是你接受这个道，你就不会死啊。
That is, if you accept this word, you will not die.
这个叫做生命的道。
This is the word of life.
所以生命的道是比这些什么药医的医这个病毒的更宝贵。
And so the word of life is more precious than all the medicines that we know today.
好，那我们现在就来看彼得怎么描写他所传的道。
And so how does Peter describe the words that he preached?
好，我们来看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章的二十三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章二十三节。
1:23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。二十四节
24.
凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都如草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节
25.
所唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。这个地方在讲两种种子。
Here it talks about two kinds of seeds.
一个是能坏的种子。
One is corruptible.
一个是不能坏的种子。
The other incorruptible.
这个不能坏的种子就是它里面有不能坏的生命。
And so incorruptible contains within it life that is not perishable.
然后它是神活泼的长存的道。
And this is the word The word of the Lord that endures forever.
那如果我们读二十四节
，If we read 24,
人活在世界上好不好
？Whether a person lives good, well or not in this world.
如果我们读到第二句话人生是好的，有什么不好
So the second by the second phrase, sometimes it's good and sometimes not so good.
不，读到第二句话， 人生是很好的。
The second phrase, we won't see that the human life is indeed very good.
环游雪气的尽头如草, 它的美容都像草上的花, 很好啊。
It's so good, the glory of man is a flower of the grass.
如果你经过一个房子， 前面有种花, 也种草, 有时候你车子停下来看看, 这么漂亮。
So if we pass by a house, in front there's grass, beautiful grass and beautiful flowers, sometimes we will stop because it's so beautiful.
所以人生就如草如花。
But our life is as the flower is as the grass.
所以为什么这么多人要养小孩子？
And so why are there so many people want to raise up children?
因为小孩子成长的过程如草如花，非常好啊。
Because the process of our children's growth is like the flower, like the grass.
遇到一对夫妻，他已经有几个孩子，四个孩子。
I have met a couple who has already four children.
觉得想要再生下去，只是年纪大一点了，四个好了。
And they wanted more, but they're a little bit old, so they say four is enough.
因为看到小孩子很高兴。
Because they're so happy to see their children.
人生如草如花。
But life is really like the flower and the grass.
但是再读下去就不太好了。
But continue to read, it is not so good.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For the grass withers and the flower falls away.
所以它的价值会消失啊。
So the value will go away.
会枯干，会凋谢。
It withers and it falls.
那这样人没有希望了吗？
And so is it true that we are without hope?
唯有主的道是长存的。
Only the word of God endures forever.
它有永生啊。
It has eternal life.
所以所传的道就是这个道，这个福音就是这个道。
What's preached to you, the gospel preached to you, it is this word.
所以如果一个人老年人很怕死， 当然你要告诉他哦， 要运动， 要营养， 要休息。
And so if an older person, they're afraid of death, you'll tell them you need to exercise, you need to take care of yourself.
那这个只是能够延缓老化，这不能不死啊。
This will only prolong the aging process, one will still die.
那一个人如果怕死怎么办？
So if a person is afraid of death, what can he do?
要把那个活泼长存的道撒在他心里。
We need to sow the seed that endures forever into his heart.
也就是生命的道。
This is a word of life.
他接受的道理。
Once he accepts the word,
主耶稣说, 他就是生命, 他就是复活。
Jesus said that he is life and he is the resurrection.
在他里面就没有死亡。
So within Jesus, there is no death.
所以这个就是使徒所传的道。
So this is the gospel preached by the apostles.
是生命之道。
It is the word of life.
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》的十四章。
We go Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传的十四章，
Acts chapter 14，
第三节，
verse 3，
十四章第三节，
14 verse 3，
这里讲， 两个人在那里住了多日， 依靠主放胆讲道， 主借着神迹奇事， 证明他的恩道。 请读。
Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这里是在讲保罗跟巴拿巴出去传道理。
So Paul and Barnabas, they want to preach.
这里讲他们放胆讲神的道。
So boldly, they were preaching the word of God.
然后， 主借着神迹奇事证明他们的恩道。
And then God granting signs and wonders to bear witness to the word of his words.
所以这个道叫做恩道。
And so the word of his grace.
领受这个道理， 恩典会跟着来。
If we accept this word, grace will follow.
为什么我们现在人生活这么多困难， 这么多问题？
Why is it that our life has so many problems and we face so many issues?
其实神本来造人的时候，第一个神看是好的。
When God first created man, it was good.
因为照他的形象啊，造的。
Because it was created according to his image.
第二个，神赐福给他们。
Secondly, God blessed them.
哦，神看又是好的，神又赐福给他，不是跟我们现在生活是不一样的。
And so God seemed that it's good and also blessed them. Why is our life so different?
那人生的不好从哪里开始？
Where is the badness starting in our life?
从离开神开始啊。
When we were born.
哦，那现在我们借着福音把我们带回到神的身边。
But now that through the gospel we are brought back into the next to God.
啊，所以我们来看约翰福音第一章。
So if we turn to John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
啊，这里讲道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And the word became flesh dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And that is full of grace and truth.
啊，道就是神。
So the word is God.
肉身就是人。
And flesh is man.
道成肉身就是神成为人。
And so the word became flesh, that is God becoming man.
就是耶稣基督来到世界。
That is Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world.
啊，他在住在我们中间。
He came to dwell among men.
那为什么主耶稣要从天上降世为人？
Why does Jesus needs to come into this world as a human being?
下面说，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And here it says to be full of grace and truth.
哦，主耶稣要倒给我们恩典跟真理。
Lord Jesus will bring us grace and truth.
哦，那恩典跟真理是连在一起的。
Grace and truth they are together.
哦，所以一个人领受真理。
So when a person accepts the truth,
啊，照真理去做，神的恩典就会跟着来。
And they do and practice according to the truth, then the blessings and grace of God will follow.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣能够吸引这么多人？
So why is it that Lord Jesus Christ can attract so many people?
如果我们来这里听了一套理论，回去问题还在。
If we were to hear, we heard this theory, and then we go home, we still have our problems.
什么都没有改变。
Nothing changed.
我讲一个人来教会不会这么久了。
And then I believe that no one will continue to come to the church.
哦，那我们来教会听了这个道理。
And so we came to the church and we heard the gospel.
哎，真的很有道理。
We feel that it is right.
哦，就开始学习祷告。
We begin to learn to pray.
啊，悔改。
We repent.
哦。再来得圣灵
，and then we receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，再来，我们遇到困难
，and then but we will face some difficulty.
圣经翻一翻，有什么神的应许
？and we turn to the Bible to find the promises of God.
哦，劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Those who are heavy laden can come before me.
我就让你得安息。
Then I shall give you rest.
哇，生活压力真大。
And so we have this pressure of life.
赶快啊，要来找主耶稣啊！
We need to go look after Lord Jesus.
认真来拜神，把我的问题交托给神。
And to come to worship Him and give Him our troubles.
我们就发现了压力越来越小。
Then we'll discover we have less and less pressure.
问题还是在啊。
We still have our problems.
因为主耶稣已经把我们的担子承担了。
And the reason it's because Lord Jesus Christ has carried it for us.
我们有这样的体验，这个体验就是恩典啊。
This kind of experience is grace.
那这样体验就让我们知道说，神不但是真的，神是好的。
So with this experience, we know God is real and God is good.
哦，魔鬼也是真的，不是假的。
And we also know Satan is real. It is not fake.
但是如果去拜魔鬼，结果一定不好。
But if we go worship Satan, your result would be bad.
因为犯罪的是属于魔鬼。
Because those who sin belongs to Satan.
说谎的，他的父亲是魔鬼啊。
And the liars, their father is Satan.
哦，魔鬼是控告者。
And Satan is the accuser.
哦，所以他是真的，但是你不要跑那条路。
And even though he is real, but don't follow him.
神是真的，神是好的。
God is real and God is good.
哦，所以当我们照着这个道理来敬拜神，神的好，神的恩典就进到我们生命里面。
So we follow this word and come into this truth, then the grace of God will appear in our life.
哦，所以一生我们对人最大的爱心就是传福音给他。
So the greatest love that we can give to others is to preach to them.
有时候我们在回想刚刚去非洲的时候。
And so as I recall when I first visited Africa to preach,
看到他们生活很穷。
I see that they are quite poor.
刚刚去的几梯次啊，要离开的时候，连皮带什么都剥给他们了。
In the first couple of times I went, I would even give them I would give them everything, including my belt.
但是那个贫穷是每一个人，你能够救多少人？
But the poverty is very prevalent. How many people can you actually aid?
但是当他们领受了福音
，when they receive the gospel,
建立了跟神的关系
，when they establish relationship with God,
明白了道理
，they understand the truth,
能够遵守神的道理
，and they can keep the word of God.
有一阵子我到加拿去啊，每一次非常高兴。
Every time I go to Ghana, I feel very joyful.
因为他们都会见证哦，哪一些人得恩典，哪一些人得恩典，真的听的人就很喜乐。
Because they will witness and testify who have received the blessing and who have received the grace, and we feel very happy hearing it.
有好几个死人复活的见证。
There are many testimonies where the dead will rise to life.
所以我们传的道是恩道。
So the gospel we preach is the word of grace.
太宝贵了。
It is very precious.
不是我们给那个人恩典。
It is not that we are giving grace to that person.
是借着道理，他跟神建立关系，神的恩典进到他生命里面。
It is through the word that we establish a relationship with God, and then God's grace entered into their life.
我们看《使徒行传》二十章。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传的二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
二十一节，三十一节
，verse 31。
使徒行传二十章三十一节
，Acts 20:31。
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。三十二节
，32。
如今我把你们交托神跟他恩惠的道。这个道能够建立你们，叫你们跟一切成圣的人同得基业。保罗在以弗所住了三年。
So Paul lived in Ephesus 3 years.
这个三年啊，他在讲我警醒啊，三年啊，不住的劝诫你们。
And so in these 3 years, Paul said that he kept watch and continued to remind them.
甚至不住的流眼泪。
And even to the point of shedding tears.
为什么
？Why did he do that?
这些人是他福音所生的
，because these people are begotten by through the gospel.
那现在保罗要走了，这批人怎么办呢
？And so now Paul is leaving. What are these people to do?
所以有时候父亲看到小孩子长大，你怎么去帮忙他
？And so when the children grew up as a father, how can we help them?
你就发现了，父亲的也是很有限啊。
And we discover, as a father, our ability is quite limited.
那保罗说，我把你交托神。
Paul said, I commend you to God.
因为你还有一个父亲，就是天上的神。
For you still have a father that is the God of heaven.
还有他恩惠的道。
Also, the word of His grace.
所以一个信徒，只要他愿意读圣经，愿意听道理。
So if a member is willing to read the Bible and hear the truth,
然后愿意去行道理
，and they're willing to practice the truth,
有问题懂得在圣经找答案
，and when they face trouble, they can look for answers in the Bible.
那凭着信心向神祈求
，by faith they pray to God.
神的恩典是满满的
，then the grace of God will be abundant.
所以有的信徒见证不完了。
And so there are members' testimony they can continue to witness.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神的恩道建立了他们。
Because the grace of God's word established them.
所以主耶稣从十二岁就有神的恩典在他身上。
So when Jesus Christ was 12 years old, he has the grace of God on him.
那这样的人还需要父亲留产业给他吗
？So this type of people, do they still need inheritance from their fathers?
有神的恩典在他身上够了。
If you have the grace of God with you, that will be enough.
神的恩典好像一个活水的泉源。
For the grace of God is just like a source of living water.
有时候你只看这个泉源只有小小一点点的。
And sometimes we may see that we may think that the spring is only but just a little water.
但是它一直跑出来不停，那就够了。
But if it continues to flow out unceasingly, then that would be enough.
所以一个人在遵行神的道。
So if a person keeps the words of God,
看起来好像一无所有。
It seems that he had nothing.
但其实是样样都有。
But he in fact has everything.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是恩道。
Because this is the word of grace.
是太宝贵的道理。
It is a very precious word.
我们看《使徒行传》十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章的三十八节。
13:38.
使徒行传》十三章三十八节。
Acts 13:38.
所以弟兄们，你们应当晓得，这赦罪的道是从这个人传给你们的。
Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sin.
这里讲赦罪的道，从这个人传给你们。
Through this man, is preached to you the forgiveness of sin.
罪是一种权势。
Now, sin is a kind of authority.
它会控制人。
It would be able to control people.
所以你表面上看起来美国很自由。
It seems that in this society in the U.S. That is quite free.
现在自由到连大麻也可以合法。
Even now, the
marijuana.
Marijuana is already legal.
那这个真的是自由吗？
Is this true freedom?
你如果抽几次下去哦，以后你不抽就不行了。
If you were to take it a few times, you will not be able to stop.
你有抽烟的自由。
You have the freedom to smoke.
你看那个抽烟抽到最后，如果烟抽完了，他会怎么办？
And after they finish all of their cigarettes, what should they do?
有时候流口水，有时候全身发抖。
Sometimes they would be drooping, and sometimes they would be shaking.
那赌博也是一样啊。
Same thing as gambling.
你有自由去赌博。
You have the freedom to go gamble.
但是赢了还想赢更多。
If you won, you want to win more.
输了要把它赢回来。
And if you lost, you want to win it back.
所以这个罪性在控制人啊。
And so this sinful nature is controlling people.
让你不能够做所愿意做的。
So that one cannot do what he desires.
让我们一直去做我们不愿意做的。
And will cause a person to do what he does not want to do.
那人还有希望吗？
Are there any hope for man?
当然有希望啊。
Of course there is some hope.
主耶稣就是我们的希望啊。
For Lord Jesus is our hope.
这个赦罪之道是从这个人传给我们的。
So this forgiveness of sin is preached to us by this man, through this man.
他不但要把我们过去的罪一笔勾销。
Not only will he forgive all of our past sins.
他要把我们的罪性解决。
He will remove the nature of sin within us.
使我们渐渐不会犯罪。
So that we will gradually stop sinning.
所以这个道理实在是宝贵啊。
And so this teaching is very precious.
你找找看，人世间有哪一套哲学，有哪一套人生理论，能够达到神的道所能够达到的。
If we can find a philosophy or ideology in this world, that can obtain what the Bible is teaching.
最后，这是救世之道。
And lastly, this is the word of saving the world.
我们看十三章二十六节。
Chapter 13:26.
使徒行传十三章二十六节。
Acts 13:26.
弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人啊，这个救世之道是传给我们的。
The men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you, the word of the salvation has been sent.
这个救世之道。
Word of the salvation.
世界在危机当中。
This world is in crisis.
你问一个不信神的人，他也同意。
Even if we ask someone who doesn't believe God, they will also agree.
危机是什么？
What is crisis?
病毒就是危机啊。
This virus is crisis.
再来， 气候暖化就是危机啊。
And then global warming is also a crisis.
哦，如果我们继续我们现在这样消费下去
，If we continue and how we consume,
到我们下一季的下我们下一代会活得很痛苦。
And then our generations to come will be suffering.
因为气温一直上升。
Because the temperature continues to rise.
啊，造成天灾人祸，这个是人造出来的。
It causes man-made disasters.
所以一个人不信神，他也知道世界在危机中。
And so even a person who does not believe God also can recognize there's crisis in this world.
但是圣经里面讲世界的危机不只是这样而已。
But the Bible describes the crises of this world is not only these.
世界的危机最根本的原因是什么？
What is the most fundamental reason that's causing all these crises?
是人犯罪，活在神的愤怒之中。
It is because people have sinned and living under the wrath of God.
这个如果不解决，
If we don't resolve this,
我们不只是死就完了，死没有完了。
And that it's not that we die and then that is the end. That is not the end.
死后还有审判，这句话太可怕了。
After death, there is judgment. And this is very scary.
我在看好几个这个电视新闻在报道。
I'm looking at a lot of the news castings, news broadcasts.
在美国有很多的勇士，他不相信有病毒。
There are many soldiers in the United States who does not believe in a virus.
他也不相信，他也不愿意打疫苗。
And they don't believe in the vaccine, and they don't want to take the vaccine.
所以有的父亲，有的母亲呢，到最后要死以前呢，非常后悔。
And so there are many parents when these soldiers die, they regret.
因为他还有爱他的小孩，有他所爱的小孩留下来。
Because they still have their own children who is surviving their own death.
但是圣经里面讲引起神的愤怒这个后果是可怕的。
And so Bible would tell us that if we were to cause wrath in God, the consequences is very fearsome.
挪亚的世代被毁灭，这不是故事，这是真实的。
The era of Noah, they were destroyed. It is not just a story, it is true.
索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭，这不是故事，这是真实的。
The city of Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. That is not a story, but true.
那一些人已经几千年过去了。
Those people lived thousands of years ago.
但是神没有过去。
But God still remains.
神还是存在。
God still exists.
他的公义还是存在。
His righteousness is still there.
所以救恩就是要来传扬神的慈爱。
So salvation is to proclaim the mercy of God.
如果人愿意来接受救恩，
If a person is willing to accept salvation,
我们就可以得到拯救。
Then we can be saved.
如果世界上的人愿意悔改回头接受救恩，
If the people of this world can repent and accept the salvation,
这个就是世界的希望。
Then this is the hope of this world.
所以使徒所传的道是救世之道。
Therefore, the word preached by the apostles is the word of salvation.
这个也是我们今天所传的道。
It is also the word we preach today.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.